Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. What we're going to share today is a deepening of the connection or the architecture of the heart portal and the higher mind, and how when they reach a certain level of coherence, it is much easier for us to channel ascended timelines, so channel timelines of higher frequencies, so we can receive information coming from our channel about these timelines, and we can therefore elevate different areas of our lives. So as you know, I often share that channeling is the process of giving and receiving information. So it is very important to know about channeling. This is why one of the reasons that you are here, right? To help refine your channeling abilities. When we refine this, because that's of course a very general statement, when we channel third and fourth dimensions. So third dimension, I also call it lower realms, and fourth dimension would be middle realms. When we channel that, we don't really channel from the heart, we channel from fragmented consciousness. We channel from the lower mind that is stuck in paradigms of separation and pain. When we learn how to channel from the unified heart, from the unified field, then we channel from the fifth dimension. And as we channel from the fifth dimension, it is the basic, it is the foundation. We do not want to receive ourselves to channel from lower than fifth dimension. Like honestly, our fifth dimension is just the start, it's just the beginning, because after that, when we refine our channeling abilities, we understand how to elevate those channeling abilities to channel from 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and even 12 dimension. What we are going to hear comes from my own channel, my own experience, all right? So when we place our consciousness within the fifth dimension, it is basically when we learn how to embody the angel that we are living in physical reality. So it does not mean that we have all our shit sorted, that we are like a multimillionaire babe traveling around the world first class. No, it just means that as the human that we are, every single day, we choose love as our guiding force. Every single day, we have the conscious understanding that we have a choice to observe reality through the lenses of the fifth dimensional heart, the unified field, through the field of love, or to observe the world through the filters of the lower realm of third dimensional reality or middle realm of fourth dimensional reality. So this is a conscious choice. And the more we choose to actually listen to love and follow love as a guiding force, even if we have no idea what it looks like and how actually do that, this is the intention that is going to recalibrate the field into embodying more unity consciousness. And the more we do that, the more we feel it. So it's actually, it's a feeling. And this feeling can sometimes last just for a few minutes. We perceive that, oh, I perceive so much love, so much connection. There is no explanation that comes in terms of words, but I feel that I'm exactly where I need to be. Life is great. Life is going to be good. We're going to make it. Basically, this is not a feeling. It's a sensation. Yes, it's happening. I'm here, present in the field of love. And then life happens and we're not there any longer. And then we oscillate over here in some separation template, pain template, and so on. And then we catch ourselves like, oh, wait a minute, you know, like, where did I kind of like lose it? And then as we realize this, we can again realign to the quantum heart, to the field of the heart, and the fourth fifth dimensional consciousness. And so for a while, We oscillate like this, right? And so this constant oscillation is completely normal, guys, right? So I really want to demystify ascension by thinking that, you know, once we are feeling the fifth dimension, it's like it's there, you know, like
transitional
I made
space. We
it
never
and I have nothing
stay
else to do.
anywhere
No, it's
because we
just
are
possible
beings
that
that
evolve. Every single being in the entire galaxy, universe, and everything is here to evolve. But then it's also an oscillation. So I'm going to explain by geeking around this, which is really exciting. What happens is that for a while, a lot of people, they oscillate between fourth and fifth dimension. And that's completely
so
fine.
we don't
As
want
long
to
as we don't
looping
loop
on the
here, because
fourth
looping
point,
here
which is
is
very
very
challenging.
challenging. It's yuck. It's suck. It's like, oh, there's no good in life with that. You know, it's going to see another process and another process and another process. And also like victim mentality. All of that is separation templates. All of that is being actually like plugged. Matrix system is this, right? When we shift from lower density matrix system, third and fourth dimension, then we enter into higher level of matrix system, higher frequency matrices of fifth dimension. A matrix is
So
simply
when
a
we
system
system
of
of
organization
organization
of
of
fifth
information,
dimension,
right?
great. Because it is literally learning to live from the unified field and feeling like this is the best freaking drug on the planet. Because first of all, there's no substances that we need to experience this. You know, we don't need drugs or alcohol or whatever, you know. We just like experience these moments of like, oh, I can just feel it. I have so much love, and the love is coming from myself. All of a sudden, I know how to love myself more, even if it's not perfect. I feel much more love for people in general, for the world, for Gaia. And as I have expressed, it's not something that can necessarily be explained in terms of words, but we feel it. Because this is like a frequency, this is a flow, this is a moment of I am exactly where I need to be, I am at peace. And this moment will last for as long as it lasts. But that is literally the fifth dimensional field present within you, which is the version of you that is living in that field of love. And there you are channeling, you are able to channel messages that comes from this dimensional being that you are, the being that lives in the realm of the fifth dimension. And this is when we want to really be able to feel when this comes and to be with
there
it.
is
And
this,
then to
for
ask
example,
that has
heart,
been
show
happening
me
in
the
my
way.
life and I don't really know how to handle this. Like, for example, my partner and myself, we're going through this challenge. My children are experiencing challenges and I don't know how to help them from a higher plane. Or I really desire this for my mission and I don't know what to do about it. When we feel this moment of coherence and of presence, this is when we really want to be mindful that it is happening. So because we pay attention to it, it becomes more alive, it becomes more palpable. It's like, oh, it's happening, you know, I feel that I'm present in the unified field. This can happen spontaneously out of nowhere during meditations, when we walk in nature, when we are experiencing beautiful love with our beloved or with our children, our parents, our friends, or anything at times. Another moment when we can perceive that we are connecting to the unified field is that when we have a strong emotional reaction, and this strong emotional reaction comes as a wave, and instead of identifying with that strong emotional reaction, we stay present within the center point of our fractal, our heart, and we observe the human having the strong emotional reactions. So you will observe that there is progress. Every single day you are progressing. Every single day that you choose love as a guiding force, you are more and more anchored in the unified field, and it becomes easier and easier to channel because you channel from high level of consciousness. Whenever you perceive that the mind is agitated, that you are chewing on pain, chewing on separation, on your unworthiness, on your scarcity, on your wounding, every time you observe that, you're like, ooh, human is having a great time right there chewing on that, aren't you? Yeah, great. Are you enjoying this? Is this like, you're having a great life right now? It's like, Actually, not really. It feels very restrictive. I feel like I'm suffocating, and pretty much I want to exit life because if it sucks like this, why would I be here? And you have this conversation like this, like, all right, human. So, do you want to continue doing this, or should we try something else? Ah, please, let's try something else. I need to breathe. And then this is when we have all the techniques that we learn about, you know, about connecting to the heart and the nervous system regulation and so on. And so, the more you do that, the more you find that you like your consciousness expands and settles in the unified field,
Whenever
and then
you
there is no
perceive that the mind
tolerance
is
for
agitated.
oscillating. That you are chewing on pain, chewing on separation, on your unworthiness, on your scarcity, on your wounding. Every time you observe that, you're like, ooh, human is having a great time right there, chewing on that, aren't you? Yeah, great. Are you enjoying this? Is this like, are you having a great life right now? It's like, actually, not really. It feels very restrictive. I feel like I'm suffocating, and pretty much I want to exit life because if it sucks like this, why would I be here? And you have this conversation like this, like, all right, human. So, do you want to continue doing this, or should we try something else? Ah, please, let's try something else. I need to breathe. And then this is when we have all the techniques that we learn about, you know, about connecting to the heart and the nervous system regulation and so on. And so, the more you do that, the more you find that you like your consciousness expands and settles in the unified field, and then there is no tolerance for oscillating. When you reach a level of a consciousness that is mostly enjoying fifth dimensional consciousness of being angelic frequency behind a human, knowing very well that it does not mean that the human has a perfect life and the human thing out. No, it's a placement of a consciousness, right? So the placement of a consciousness allows the inner work to happen extremely fast and for new layers and layers and layers to be kind of alchemized very, very fast. So when that happens, the level of tolerance that we have for chewing on pain, separation, scarcity is like we have no tolerance for that. Like the standard is much higher. And so we can also observe that we need to elevate our personal life. This is the subject of today. Because when we evolve through this architecture of being a higher vibrational being, it means that we take our life with us. You know, it's yes, of course, things are going to be cut out of our life, but it does not have to be everything. And if we don't want to have things taken out of our life, it's not necessary. At times it will be, even though the human does not want it, even though the human is resistant to it. And this is the resistance that creates the oscillation. It is not what is, because what is always aligned to the truth of our divinity. It's just that our consciousness cannot perceive it. But when we channel for our personal life, it is much easier as we are present in the heart portal to perceive, you know, like new creative solutions, downloads, ideas, aha moments about how to communicate with our beloved, how to communicate with our parents or our children, which is often communication is often, you know, like the architecture of, you know, elevating the connection, elevating our personal life, or on the other hand, of realizing that, you know, that that's not going to be the case. And so that therefore, you know, whoever is implied within this dynamic or this configuration is not to stay in the field. Just a side note, I have to say that moving country has been tremendously helpful in my personal life, you know, because it's very easy. I moved at the other end of the world, so the field got like this. So it does help. I don't say that this is what you have to do, but I know that, you know, when people stay in the same place and they still have a lot of extended family, especially if the family is religious, so there is like a lot of like, you
Exactly.
know, presence of the
My
family
father,
around,
my
it can be more
sister,
challenging. My child is a human being, and this person is also an angel. They just don't know how to be that. They are processing whatever they are processing in their lifetime right now. It is not for me to judge, you know, like we are not in their shoes. Even if we are very connected and we think we know the answer to their problems, we are not them. We can just be an angel. And we can be an angel not by you know, like falling into the loops of victimhood or like previous dynamics that were toxic, and neither by letting all our boundaries go and becoming like this, you know, walking carpets, you know, where people can do whatever to us. We'll be like, oh, it's love and light. No, it's like, you know, maintaining solid boundaries of, you know, this is how I am to be treated, which is a basic respect between humans. But we have the capacity to really change the dynamic because there is no desire to change the other person because there is pure acceptance present. And even if the acceptance is not there 100%, acceptance could be there 50%. Before there was no acceptance. Also judgment, you know, especially with parents. Like, to be honest, most humans were kind of a bit traumatized, to deeply traumatized by their parents. Like, we can see that we are this way, you know, for example, around scarcity, around sexuality, around spirituality, around whatever, because of our parents, because, you know, the way they raised us and things like that. But when we are the angel of the human, we can see, yeah, what's that? They did that because they are also conditioned by a system. They thought, you know, they were doing the best with the level of consciousness. And this ability to create distance can actually allow us to give more love, to be more present, to be more like more kind, more loving, and to really elevate the relationship, because we know we have such a high level of self-responsibility that we know how to be there for ourselves as well. Because this is in conjunction with the inner child might still be deeply hurt by something that happened. We might still be processing, we might still be learning about how to, you know, change what I have experienced in my childhood, or how to change what I have experienced with this former partner in a toxic relationship. You know, a lot of humans, they experience highly toxic relationship. And why does that happen? Not because the human is stupid and a victim necessarily, because the human needed to go through that for whatever reason, that then the human would find the courage, the strength, the sense of worthiness to extract themselves from a toxic relationship, to be birthed and reborn to a new version of self that would therefore have had these codexes of pain that would allow them to relate to other people in the world. Because this is sometimes just why we go through suffering. It's because then we have a codex that allows us to connect with other people who have also experienced the same pain. And for example, in humanity, all of us have the codex of death, and this is really activated. Especially as we age, we see people dying and know more and more of weird things, younger age, and so on. So that's, you know, it's through the pain that often we connect, which is changing. You know, when we live in fifth dimension and above, the connection points start changing and evolving. But we share this with you because when we go into the heart, and when we are present, and when we are desiring to really perceive that the heart connects to the field of love and a more ascended version of self that has already stabilized into this field of love, and who is living a life that is clear and pure with greater level of connection, abundance, and love, and freedom, and so on, then when we are into that field, we can perceive new ways of being with our loved one, new ways of healing, new ways of connecting with humanity that were not present before. Because it's literally a part of density is removed, and we are choosing templates of light. We are choosing to say yes to light codes. Light codes are freaking being blasted on planet Earth right now, coming from the sun. If you haven't received my transmission on the sun beings, it's a must. Just ask me and I will send it to you. And these sun beings, they explain like the actual architecture of solar flares. So now we are being blasted with light codes, we are being blasted by our own upgrades and things like that. So we have a lot of light that comes. So this is why we want to be able to place our consciousness there, because when we place our consciousness in the heart, and when we choose to have the capacity to hold ourselves as the angel of a human, then we are more of a vibrational match to these light codes and to these higher frequency templates present here. Because when we, so basically, when we oscillate between 4 and D, and we choose love as our guiding force, you know, even if we still experience oscillation, to a certain degree. When we are here, our consciousness then opens up the field to connecting with versions of self that reside into new level of frequency that are not able here, because here we have, let's say, this version of self. Here this, we have this version of self. So when we are actually choosing love as a guiding force, being the angel of a human, this version of self become available to us. And this version of self will have more freedom and more money, more abundance of time, more abundance of connection with soul family. You know, we start, you know, meeting other epic galactic humans living in a epic life on planet Earth. Again, there's more availability to travel, to do great work, and to download new ideas of how to work and things like that, you know. So all of these new ideas, it's like, oh, I never thought about this before. And now it's coming. It's just because we are choosing love as a guiding force. This is quantum architecture, it's quantum laws, right?
We hope you enjoy this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.